The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. You know, Joshua and I have been reminding all of you this past few months, this past few years, that time is of the essence, and it's time for the body of Christ to take action, okay? Especially now in this season. We just got back from Washington, D.C. It was a mission trip, and Mac, me, and Luis and Veronica, we were on a strict diet, but we were on a mission trip, and we were aware of that. So our diet was thrown out of the window because that is not our focus. It's our obedience to God. It's following the instruction. And we attended a pastor's congressional briefing at the Library of Congress, and we heard from our brothers in the Senate and in the House. They are doing what they can, and we can see that God is moving in Washington, D.C., and now it is time for us, the body of Christ, to take action. Every Christian, I repeat, every Christian must be registered to vote, and you have to vote for righteousness, not on personalities, not on a political correction, but those issues, whoever is the candidate, and we know who he is, the candidate that is going to implement policies that are close to God's heart, that are in accordance to his will, okay? Time is of the essence. You need to talk to the people that are within your sphere of influence and talk to them. It's time for the body of Christ to take action. Okay? We need to be the biggest voting bloc in this coming election. Okay? If we do our part and we vote for righteousness, this coming election and other major events that will be recorded in the history of United States of America, that this period is the turning point for United States of America, even North America, towards righteousness, and will precipitate a great move of God all over the world. I just want to remind you that this season is also a season of bountiful harvest, good or bad. So get on God's side. And if you need to make some corrections, repentance, make some changes, do it. Amen? Do it now. Focus on the things of God. You need to bank on the kindness and the love of God towards you. Okay? And he is a holy God. Since last year, I had been reminding our prayer group and had been warning them that things would increase in its intensity, good and bad. I led them and I instructed them in praying, continue to pray for all of our political leaders and the justices of the Supreme Court, especially. We have been praying and coming against the assassination of President Trump since last year. I saw that last year, but this is the kind of prophecy that you don't blurt out, that you don't share it to the public. But instead, I shared it with our prayer group, and I told them, there, and this is one of those prophecies that you really don't want to announce, okay? But it requires an action on your part, okay? So we continue to cover him with prayer, as well as the health and safety of the present administration and their salvation. And now, as you know, there were already two failed assassination attempts on President Trump. We must continue to cover him and his staff and family and J.D. Vance, his running mate, with prayer, as well as all our political leaders, including the president and vice president. The wicked people with Satan, hear me out, and all Satan's demonic hordes will do everything in their power in this season to thwart, to stop, or to destroy what God is about to do in this country. And I want to remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of Father God in heaven, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. So making the enemies a footstool for his feet, this is our job with the direction and leading of the Holy Spirit. Our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ in action. We have to do our part. You have to do your part, okay? Also, when we were in Washington, D.C., I told the group that Friday, they can go to museum or see some sites, provided that they go in groups in which they obeyed. No one is supposed to branch out on themselves. Early that morning, Friday, the Lord woke me up and instructed me and Joshua to go to the Supreme Court and pray for all the justices, especially the 6 conservative judges, and the Lord instructed me to take Luis and Veronica and give them that assignment also, okay? To pray for the Supreme Court continually, okay? Instruction is to pray for their protection, wisdom, and health. That was September 13th. So last week, they arrested a man who was plotting to kill all the 6 conservative judges and their family members. Coincidence? I like those coincidences, don't you? It is not our problem to analyze our instruction. Our instruction was easy. Go to the Supreme Court, pray for the judges, and we did. You and I need to continue to pray and to continue to pray for one another. Why the devil wants to kill all the 6 conservative judges? So that they can be replaced with liberal ones before the term of this president expires. It is that important. Remember, they have a lifetime appointment. What God had me release also this year that it will start manifesting is a very encouraging for us all. It should be very encouraging for all of us all that the Lord is saying to us that even if all the wicked combine their power, resources, know-how, they will not be able to stop this great move of God. God is faithful, glory to God, but you and I need to take action. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, in Passion Translation, it says, "For I tell you the truth, throughout the history, there has never been a man who surpasses John the Baptizer. Yet the least of those who now experience heaven's kingdom will become even greater than he. From the moment John stepped onto the scene until now, the realm of heaven's kingdom is bursting forth, and passionate people have taken hold of its power." You and I need to believe in our Lord Jesus, trust him and obey him. Talk is cheap now. Action, faith without action is dead. Okay? And here's another instruction concerning taking action. James chapter 1, verses 19 through 23 in NIV version. "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." We should all be ministers of the gospel. We minister before the Lord and we minister to his people, okay? We minister the gospel of good news. We're going to stop being preachers. Preachers, they talk too much. We need to talk less and get into action. You know, we have been criticizing the younger generations and even the world out there that they feel entitled, okay? They have this entitlement mentality. The reason why this evil mindset of entitlement is prospering is because the body of Christ started it. Even leaders touch it. It is time to uproot and destroy this mentality. Example, some Christians came to us and they think, well, I cannot keep job because God called me to pray continually. Excuse me? Every born-again believer are called to pray. Pray without ceasing. Stop covering your laziness with spirituality, under the guise of spirituality. It is not going to work in this season. Some are does not want to work because they're called in full-time ministries. They want a pulpit. And some are, think that they are entitled to take away blessings from others. In the past, people will come to our prophetic conferences and or leadership training, and they say they have a word from God. And I said, like, well, talk to one of our ministry team. Well, I have to release it to the pulpit. I have to address everyone that are attending. Not in this conference. Hold your own conferences. Find a conference there. Find a hotel. Pay for it. Invite other people because you have a word. But not in this case. And of course, I've been accused of something. And I said, look, Jesus warned us about false prophets. The only way, according to Jesus, to test whether you're a false prophet or a true prophet of his is by the fruit that you produce in your life. We don't know your fruits. So it's either you sit down or you leave. Some will want to disrupt the service as if they have a right to do that. That's entitlement, body of Christ. Who do you think you are? To dictate somebody else's ministry wherein you don't know what's at work in that ministry. So you're not going to try that in our service, okay? And don't dare to do that anymore. Not in this kind of anointing, body of Christ. Not in this season, okay? So let us stop doing that. If God really called you, he can finance you. He can open doors for you. You just have to be patient. But don't take it on others, okay? Let me put this in a clearer perspective. Hear me out, okay? Because I know some of you are fuming, but you know, you cannot deny that I'm telling the truth. You just don't want to hear it, like the Pharisees and the religious leaders in Jesus' time. What if all the leaders, the pastors, the praise team, the ministry team are all multimillionaires and have their own businesses and companies? Will the pastors continue to preach the way they are preaching now? Will the pastors take a lot of time in taking offering, first offering, second offering, third offering, last offering from the congregation? If pastors have their own companies and they operate them and quite successful, will pastors fight over their congregation, accusing each other of stealing their sheep? As a senior pastor, keep your animals. I don't want them. I am raising up at Freedom Fellowship Church kings and priests. I don't want to take care and feed animals. Kings and priests look a lot better and smell better. Animals, they stink. Okay? So if all the pastors are all executive business owners, they will know what it takes. They realize what it takes to run a company or to start a business. It is not depending on others for the success of your business. It is not begging for others to give you capital. You are in charge and you took whatever it takes for your business to take off, okay? Because you work hard, but you know what? It is your company and you're enjoying it. And I guarantee you, if all the leaders presently are all prosperous or they're comfortable, they will preach in power. They will focus on the Great Commission. They will focus in discipling and maturing the body of Christ. Not in this time. Because why? Because if your pastors and the Lord has established you in every areas of your life, okay, you would want to mentor or disciple your congregation so that they can be where you're at. Isn't that what the gospel of good news is all about? Okay. Because in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ, the people whom God sent you or the people who came to you, They need more of what you can impart to them than you need their membership. You will be uncompromising then. You will not be thinking on how you're going to pay your bills. And you're not going to think about yourself. Okay? The time has come that this prophecy that I'm going to release, that the Lord had me release in May of 2002, is this. It will manifest. It is manifesting now. There will be replacements, displacements, promotions, and demotions in the body of Christ. Many of those that are in full-time ministry will be taken out and will be called in the marketplace. And those that are in the marketplace, they will be called in the front line, front and center, and take the leadership. Don't look at this wherever you're at. Don't look at it as a demotion. You look at it as a cross-training. The mindset of an executive, the mindset of the owner or the inventor or the founder of a company, even their habits, are different from a worker or employee. Okay? The mindset of anointed ministers, priests, and kings are different from those of the subjects. This is what the Holy Spirit has been trying to tell us. But we want to keep the status quo. We want to be in charge. We just want to preach. And we don't want others to be of equal stature as we are. And that's why the body of Christ has not been matured. But this is the time. The kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. You and I need to embrace major changes. Yes, there will be earthquakes, spiritual earthquakes happening now in the arts and entertainment industry and even in the political system. You're going to see the political system shortly. There will be major changes also in the body of Christ, especially amongst the leaders. An old wineskin cannot hold the new wine. Both will be ruined. It is in the scripture. So you and I have to embrace changes and be willing to unlearn things and learn something new, because God is creating something new on the face of the earth. And he is commanding us, forget about those things that are behind you, but you press on towards the marks of the high calling. Move forward. Okay? So the things that are happening right now, they're rumbles. The big ones are about ready to happen, manifest, good and bad. So get on the God side. Make the necessary correction and embrace the changes. Don't focus on yourself. Focus on this great move of God. Focus on Him. The Holy Spirit can even help us in our weaknesses. All we need to do is to invite Him and involve Him. As a prayer group at Freedom Fellowship Church, we are changed. We pray differently now, and we pray and release declaration in the name of Jesus with power. And as far as you, my brothers and sisters, that are dealing with pain, turmoil, sickness, and diseases, okay? If you're taking medication, or you're about ready to go through surgical procedure, or if you've been placed on a strict diet and a lot of medication, you need to pray about all of this and ask the Holy Spirit, okay? Always consult the great physician. He does not practice, okay? If somebody is telling you that, well, this is how I did, and you're supposed to do it, don't get into condemnation. They don't know what you're going through, the pain and the sufferings, the discomfort that you're going through. So don't listen to them, but ask the Holy Spirit. Always involve the Holy Spirit, okay? Personally, I don't like hospitals, and I seldom, very rare, that I take medication. But I'm not going to preach that to you. I take food, and I've been researching ever since I was really young. I have been researching food good for my skin, good for my hair, and what is this herbs and spices will deal with. And I know that exercise is good. I don't like hospitals because, you know, the first thing that you get in the hospital, the first thing that they do is to what? Medicate you. Well, Medications usually have side effects, and then more pills, more prescriptions will be issued to you. And before you knew it, instead of taking one or two pills, you'll be taking five or four different things. That is not for me, okay? I'm very sensitive with the side effects. I have seen that with my mom and with my other siblings. But this is what I do, okay? And I have a scripture to tell you. I pray and ask the Holy Spirit. The last time that I was in the hospital is when I gave birth to my youngest, our only daughter, Erica. I don't want some when I was pregnant with Joshua and said, well, it is more spiritual to have a midwife to deliver you. Excuse me? And said, you do that yourself. But I'm going to the hospital because I want to make sure that there's some doctors there and there's some available even in case there will be problem delivering my baby. It is for not just my protection, it's for my baby. But that is the last time, okay? And when I do is, if I was hurting and I cannot handle the pain, I ask the Holy Spirit, what shall I do? Or sometimes I said, can I take Tylenol? Lord, can I take Tylenol and what other things that I need to do just to remove this pain? I never stop asking the Holy Spirit for direction or for prescription, okay? And then this is what I do. I command the medication, whatever that I'm taking, or the food that I'm taking, or any natural remedies that I'm applying, I command them in the name of Jesus for them to work and do their job. The main thing that you need to do is pray first and pray over your medication that there won't be any side effects. Pray over your diet and pray all the time and pray for all the doctors who have been treating you, okay? Listen, some of us really need the doctors. Some of us can tolerate pain. Some cannot. Because when you are in deep pain, you want to give up. You really want to give up. So I can understand that because I've been through that, okay? So all God is asking you is to involve Him. And don't listen to others to say, drop all your medications. Don't do this and don't do that. Not unless it's the Holy Spirit who's telling you. Okay? Don't listen to those people. Not unless they pray and they really asked it. And even then, it has to check with your spirit. You have to pray. Because this is your body. It's your life. And it's your decision to make. Okay? You develop that personal relationship with Jesus. And then it will be between Him and you. All right? This is the things on what I'm saying. Is in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12, NIV. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. So even if you're seeking help from the physicians, my dear brothers and sisters, you ask God to help you, okay? He knows your weakness, what you've been going through, and He doesn't want to see you suffer, okay? So go on with the procedures or anything that it's been given to you, as long as there is no major side effects, but the Holy Spirit will tell you about all of things, okay? Rely on His goodness. Rely on the goodness of God. And remember, nothing can separate you from His love. So rely on His goodness and rely on His love towards you. Just do not rely on the doctors, okay? The Holy Spirit will lead you. I guarantee you that. You and I, we have to persevere, okay? Our healing is also our faith walk. Some will get healed instantaneously. But majority of it, those who have known Jesus, we have to walk the talk. So it's time for action and don't let go, okay? Don't let go. Do not let go. God has a need of you. God loves you. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your healing will fully manifest today right now, in Jesus' name.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.